Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, narrow gains held in live cattle trade today, although traders slowly backed away from early morning gains. The strong support in feeder cattle futures through the morning helped to spark additional follow-through gains in the live cattle complex. Given the aggressive support in all nearby contracts over the last week, the ability to develop and hold moderate gains at the end of the week will go a long way to develop that market stability needed heading into August. There's a strong possibility that most trade activity will be pushed off until sometime tomorrow. And in feeder cattle, futures continue to lead the cattle market, with strong triple-digit gains seen early in the session, sparking additional underlying interest concerning supply tightness through the rest of the year, and the potential for additional commercial and investment buying willing to step back into the market. Nearby feeder cattle futures pulled back from early morning highs, but continued to hold triple-digit gains priced just more than a dollar higher for the day. Interest is starting to fade through the live cattle complex due to a lack of momentum in fundamentals, but so far the firm but light-traded feeder cattle complex continues to build momentum in the market. And grain futures are higher today with little follow-through buying activity noted in the overnight session. The overall mood of the market appeared to be a bit calmer, but shifting weather forecasts could change that in a hurry. While the Fed held interest rates steady, investors bet on another increase, suspected to come as early as December. Still, the dollar is weaker, though only gold is benefiting from the drop in the greenback. And corn prices posted modest gains in quiet overnight action after breaking out of the wedge traded earlier in the week. Soybeans ended a little higher, but faded most of their overnight gains as forecasts removed heat from the end of the two-week outlook. Wheat prices are higher, too, getting a lift from the sharply weaker dollar as international markets continued to follow changes in currencies in addition to weather. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.